Good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the world. I am Carol O'Connor, and welcome to the Carol O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where my show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question you want, but I do encourage you to stick it to a specific question. Also, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we usually talk the first break, and then we go and open up the phone lines for the last 45 minutes. And so get your pens ready and have that number ready. And now we're going to talk about the energies of June going into July, because I've been noticing throughout my readings, throughout all the different radio shows that I've been doing, that people are really feeling this energy of the what I've been talking about since January, actually, since my guides were talking about this wave that has been coming in through June, July, and August. And think of it, simply put, it's a great big comb combing through our energetic hair, getting our snarls out. And so those snarls are past patterns, they're our fears, they are our even worse nightmares. And so when they start working on getting the snarls out, think about when you have a snarl in your hair, when the comb goes through it, at first when it pulls it or identifies it, or it brings it up to the forefront like a grand magnet, at first we could start feeling uncomfortable. And so and it feels like there's pain, or it feels like our body can retract because we're hitting some sore points. And it's just like if you were to have a massage and the masseuse is pushing certain parts, and all of a sudden they, again, get to a sore point where they start pushing it to break up that block. This is the same thing that's coming down energetically right now. We are getting what I call these love washes. And also it's important to understand whenever we have a love wash, there's always that other part that's coming down too that can bring up, again, our shadow side, our wounded side. And so what we want to do is be really mindful with ourselves as far as over the next couple of months of how we're feeling. Pay attention to how you're feeling. This is a great time to do a journal as far as how much you nurture yourself. What are your thoughts? Where are your thoughts throughout the day? How much do you direct your energy into the light way? And I'm not saying right or wrong way, but is it optimistic? Do you direct your energy in fear, or are you directing your energy in, again, a way that's light, that one that where you follow your excitement, you follow your joy, because that is the key, your passion. That is the key to keep us aligned with the divine. Think of our heart. We all have our own heart signature is what I call it. And so the more we get into our heart signature, and in our heart signature is our passion, our joy, and that's why we are all unique pieces of source and creator. So the more we allow ourselves to do our passions, to do our joy. So if it's cooking a great meal and that's what you love to do, then do that. That's what feeds your soul. If it's writing, do it. If it's singing, do it. The more we can fill ourselves with things that make us feel full, it's soul, literally soul food for us, and then it allows us to expand our energy. And then our energy flips to what I call that 51-49 percentage, which is really important, because when we flip to 51% of our energy is aligned into the divine, meaning that we've made major turnover, a flip in our energy, where our energy is starting to literally recircuit itself, because part of the duality game that we came in here, part of the veil that everyone talks about that separates us from our higher self, our angels and guides, even our family members that have passed over, is what has been referred to for thousands of years as the veil. What's happening right now with these love washes is these veil is getting thinner and thinner and even pierced through. It looks more like a net right now than it does a veil. And so as we are having more of this light, what is going to also show up is just like if you were to clear a room out of furniture, all of a sudden you're going to start noticing things in the corner, such as dust bunnies and cobwebs, and where paint things need to be painted, and some things that need to be brought into the up to the surface to be fixed. And so think of that's the same thing within our energy field. As we are getting these love washes, as this light is coming down, piercing the veil, it's also with our individual energy fields, when we want to work with it proactively, it's a perfect time for us to review our past as far as our past patterns, our past history, how, again, we direct our energy, because we direct it with every thought, word, and deed, meaning that we direct our energy consciously or unconsciously every single day. So if we don't think about it, and we just get up in the morning, we're just doing our thing, and that's where we're kind of directing our energy unconsciously. When we get up in the morning and we just take that 1 minute, instead of jumping out of bed and hit the alarm clock, just taking that 1 minute to get yourself aligned, taking that 1 minute to do some sort of, when I was raised Catholic, so we always were taught do the AM and PM prayers, and what we have done in the last, especially 20, 30 years, have really gotten separated from doing our AM and PM prayers. So think of AM and PM prayers doesn't have to be traditional dogma, but you can look at it as literally aligning yourself, getting yourself plugged in to light source, to the universal energy, to that life force prana chi. And the more you do that, the more your day is going to flow more easily, because you're literally aligning your energy into clearing your path throughout the whole day. And so, and then in the evening time, reviewing what was going on during your day. Did you have a great day? Or if you didn't have a great day, what was the theme of the day? Because what keeps on happening, going back to the snarls in our energy hair, is that patterns will keep on repeating themselves and repeating themselves in different scenarios until we identify it. And as soon as we can identify it, let's say the theme is low self-esteem, that could spill over into where you want to apply for a job, and you're applying for this job, and you're not getting it, and you're not getting it. Everyone reads energy, so the person that's across the desk interviewing you can pick up on subtle energy of low self-esteem, and so they're going to choose somebody that has a higher self-esteem and that feels more passionate about the job. So that's why I always talk about the importance of energy maintenance and really, again, spending the time to, this is nurturing yourself, this is nurturing your soul. And there's a part of us that's like a fast food society where we want it yesterday, we want it fast, fast, fast. And this is where something that it's like the paradox where we really don't have to do anything because our natural nature is being a piece of God in source. But if we all held that in our energy 100%, we wouldn't be doing anything except for walking around and being the miraculous people that is our birthright. But seeing that we're not quite there yet, as we're integrating this godlike energy, as we are bringing it more down to the physical to experience it more, that's where the practice comes in, and that's where there is a process. It's like peeling an onion. But the beautiful thing with these love washes is that as the veil gets thinner, it allows us to transmute our history faster and faster and faster and be able to go into, it's like flipping the switch on the TV station. So all of a sudden that bothered us so much, or those to the screen play that we're showing in to ourselves. So let's say the job opportunity, so it seems like we weren't getting a job, and then all of a sudden we are able to fill ourselves up, so then we don't put off the energy of low self-esteem. We flip the switch, we feed ourselves, we pump up our self-esteem, and then all of a sudden we go and get the job. And because it does, energy follows patterns, and that also will include if we have low self-esteem, all of a sudden our relationships could change, and all of a sudden we won't be in a relationship, or we can't, it's hard for us to get a relationship. All of that goes back down to energy patterns and themes. And again, all that information truly is within us, within our energy fields. So the more we tap into that and know that, the more we get our empowerment. It empowers us to know that knowledge is empowerment, and that's what this is all about. So I really encourage you to, again, have a routine for yourself that feeds your soul, and do it throughout the day. It's just not every once in a while. The more you do it, the more it literally becomes soul food for you. It makes you feel so good. You can't imagine your life without it. It feels flow, and not only the benefits of it is that your life literally becomes a lot easier. And when you have one of those what I call bad hair moments, or you notice that your energy is contracting, you have like what I call the space between the notes. So there's a pause, and there's an opportunity for you to say, do I want to go down this road, or do I want to rearrange it? And I know if I go down this road of lack and scarcity or low self-esteem, what's going to happen? And so then we have enough energy alignment that we don't keep on repeating patterns over and over again. So think again, this is an opportunity as these love washes are coming down for us to really start directing our energy as the masters that we are. Accept your divine inheritance. We're all pieces and source of God, Creator, whatever that means to you. And the more we accept that knowledge, the more we take that in and say, yes, I am worthy, the more it cannot not change our whole life, because in our whole view, in our whole way we view life, because that's the way, again, we're wired. So that's the tip of the week. And again, this energy is going to continue. And it could almost feel like it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and a lot of people are feeling it. But the more we resist, the more it persists. And so the more we're able to, again, expand our energy, take this light in and go into those parts of the where it could feel darker, shadow, or fears, go into our worst fears and be able to see what is the underlining cause for that fear, the more it's able, we're able to, again, realign the energy. And so that's really important for each and every single one of us. And so then, again, our whole outside life will reflect that, meaning more flow in relationships, more flow as far as opportunities, money, all of it. All the keys really do lie within us, and it goes back to us taking accountability, responsibility for directing our energy and getting out of any kind of victim mentalities, or that we can't fight City Hall, that kind of thing, where we feel defeated and helpless. We are not helpless. We are powerful beyond means. We are come from a source that is unlimited, and so this is where we're rewiring literally our brain to tap into the energy of unlimited potential, unlimited possibilities, and we are masters in the past of being limited. And so this is where we're flipping the switch to becoming masters of stepping into unlimited potential. And again, that means health, that means wealth, that means happiness. And so that's where you want to direct your energy, because again, that is your birthright. But also as a master, you can choose the other way direction too, and so be the limits of master of limits. And so that would be your experience. But the beautiful thing about life is that we always get an opportunity to change our mind. So you could, if you feel like you've been limiting yourself, you can, every day is a new day. Every second is a new second. So you can change that. And so that's, again, aligning with the divine. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to The Kara O'Connor Show. We're opening up the phone lines after this first break. So get ready and make that call.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step, and it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338. Or you can even try out their website, your2feet.com.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I am Kara O'Connor, and as I said earlier, we open up the phone lines for the last 45 minutes of the show. I do want to say a quick thing before I go to the phone lines, which is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we have started a lot of series, the Mastery Series and also the Gathering. All of that is available for listening to either by phone and or by CD and MP3. And so if you missed that, that missed out the first week, you, again, are able to listen to it and still join in at any time. So it was very successful. A lot of people really loved it. And so check that out and check out all the upcoming events, because we've got a lot of stuff happening. And favorites, www.carrieoconnor.com. I just discovered favorites myself. I guess I'm a little slow in the computer department. But I love it, because then you can just go up there and, again, see the number, see the phone numbers wherever I am on the radio, and it's instantly at your fingertips, because all the radio shows that I do are is call-in. So always an opportunity to get a call-in. So speaking of call-ins, Benny, why don't we go right to that phone line?
I'd love to do that. And we have Jackie calling in from Mariposa, California. She has a question about her 12-year-old grandson who's dealing with some emotional issues right now. His name's Justin. So, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thank how you are you?
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be talking to you, because I've been listening to your archive shows on the different radio stations that you're on, and I just can't get enough of you, frankly. And I'm getting ready to order the first series of the Mastery series.
Wonderful.
And I want to go through those and then catch up on the other one.
I
wanted to call because I have a grandson who's 12 years old. His name is Justice, and he has, from birth, had anger issues.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I can't. Had what since birth?
Anger.
Okay.
And he's now getting to that age where he kind of thinks that if he's tough, that he'll have more friends or something. Mm-hmm. He's a little convoluted on this, and I keep talking to him, but he just keeps getting angry. So other than his anger issues, he's a wonderful, really funny, happy child. But he gets under stress at school, and boy, that's it. It's really deep.
Right. Well, you know, it does, when I look at Justin's energy, it's interesting. Saw my son's face over his face, Richard, and so when I see a face over, that means equal, it means the same thing. Picture says a thousand words, but also pay attention to him getting connected over the next couple months, maybe the next couple years, of an older boy named Richard Ricky. And there's a profound effect with him, because he comes in as far as having the same thing where my son is a wonderful kid. He's a Libra. He's a balance. But then when he could snap in that anger part, it's like it could push a room apart. And I'm seeing the same thing with Justin. So think of it, when I look at his energy, it's like an energetic hangover that comes in with him. And actually, it's interesting, because I go to 5 to 7 months with him in utero. What was going on with his mom? Because when I look into the amniotic fluid, I see it turning acidic, and that even could be she had worries. There was a part with her, her stability was feeling very shaky. What was going
very
on
much.
With 5 to 7 months with her?
Very, very much.
Excuse me? Very, very what?
She was very, very stressed out during that time. The father abandoned them, and had no direction.
Okay.
And she's very strong-willed.
So, what he's showing me, so think of our skin as the biggest organ. 5 to 7 months in particular, I see like the amniotic fluid symbolically turn into acidic rain. And again, this is not finger pointing to say your daughter did a wrong thing or anything like that. This is where Justin knew he was going to be born into this situation, right? And he knew well, even before maybe your daughter was thinking that she had high hopes that the guy wouldn't, abandon them. So there was a part of the ups and downs and severity. So think of what Justin has in his cellular memory, and that also goes back to as far as his father's lineage, as far as really having extremes, as far as temper and being able to be, again, very happy and then extreme, snapping and going to that extreme. So think of part of this, again, is an energetic, what I call a hangover, going back to his energy of that. So his skin took in that energy. So think of the skin as the biggest organ. So whenever he feels any kind of, he would rather react than proact. And so think of this period right now. And whenever you're thinking of him, Jackie, send him a cool blue energy. Because when I look in his third chakra, I see the sun god Ra. And so that's the paradox of when you see him, that happy, great kid, because he's got a huge energy field. He's got a lot of shamanic energy, actually. And there's a part of him where I look at him at 4 to even 6 years old, as far as him trying to exercise that that shamanic energy, but also on the right side. So that's connection to dad, father side, even go back to what was happening when he was 4 to 6 years old, four to six and a half, four to seven. And it was something that was similar, again, that was going on in utero from 5 to 7 months. And again, it goes back onto his right side. So that's connection to male, male lineage, father, father figures, strong women. And that there's, again, a sense of shaky foundation or acid rain is what I'm seeing. So that means that the rain represents his emotions. And so then he comes up with a defense mechanism of I will be tough and show that tough exterior ascendant in that fire before I show my emotions. So it's better to react than proact. But also, I see these little irons. And so whenever I see that, I'm also seeing a mother come in as far as mother-in-law's energy. And I'm also here seeing Marie. I'm seeing my mother, Marie. And I'm also seeing, she's also known as Patricia Marie. And I'm hearing whistle while she works. And so she's taken out, irons is my symbol of things iron itself out. And especially over the next 2 months, the next 2 years, where Justin's going to learn, especially over the next 2 months into September, October, where it's not, I see his teeth energetically get knocked out. And I want to say energetically get knocked out, where he observes an outside person. So imagine going into school, see a kid acting tough, see an older boy or a taller boy coming in and kind of pushing him down as far as putting him in his place, really putting the rug out underneath him. And it's enough for Justin to witness this, to have him start thinking of all of what you have said to him and all the information that the females have been saying to him, that the tough guy can be actually getting energy that is more he can attract that. So it's enough of, and I want to be clear, it's not him getting his teeth kicked in, but it's enough for him to say, hey, wait a minute, I better review this. And then that's where I see him being able to hold like a shield. So when you see him, feel him, sense him, sending him an energy of even a blue egg all around him, because that blue energy is going to cool the fire in him. And so in that shield, where if you see a shield going out of his third chakra, and that shield is showing him energetically how he could hold that sun, how he could hold that fire, and that fire is, which can be when it's not grounded, it could go into that rage, right? And so it's like being able to integrate with him, talking to his higher self about how he could ground down into the earth and, again, work with that fire, but also being able to have as a shield, because, again, his best defense is an offense. And so, and also I'm seeing karmic contract as he's from 12 to 14, turning a corner. And so by the time I'm looking at him at 14 years old, I'm seeing much more balanced, but it's not going to take 2 years to get it. He's working on this right now. And so, again, imagine him seeing outside story scenarios happening that really show him that what you're trying to instill in him is the way to go. That's much more, it's like the peaceful warrior. We could be the strong warrior, and that he even has a lot of that past life hangovers of being the warrior that's ready to, I even see him as an Indian going out there and doing a battle cry for going out there. So there's a part that he's had many incarnations with this, and this is where he's taken that shamanic energy as far as being, again, the peaceful warrior. And then I see all these arrowheads around him. Does he have an interest in Native American and that kind of energy?
He doesn't, but I do.
I would really encourage him to listening to drumming or anything that is reminds him of some sort of Native stuff, because it's really cooling for him as far as bringing him to power. Around in Connecticut, there's a lot of, I live around a lot of tribes. I live around the two biggest casinos around. And so they do a lot of powwows. They have a lot of events where it's like you hear the drumming, you see their dancing, you see their rituals, and it's really, really, it would be very, very grounding for him. And or have him listen to that. Again, that drumming helps his root chakra get grounded down to the center of the earth, and then also pull in the energies of the dolphins, because that's the blue energy, and that will really calm him down. So working with the blues will, again, calm him down to the earth, and that shield will help him that he doesn't have to feel reaction before he does proactive. And what you're doing is teaching him how to be proactive versus reactive. And also understand, Jackie, that every single time that you are holding space for him and that you're talking to his higher self, that you're talking to his like natural self, his higher self, it works. And so sometimes I call it the blah, 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 where my son is now 13, and I know that he got to the age where he'd hear me, then he turned 12, and then he's like, oh, mom, blah, blah. And so it's easier for me to talk to him energetically, and then he's, it's like he doesn't have to do the the ego part of where he has to reject it, you know what I mean? And so he absolutely gets what I'm saying, and I could tell, I could see the flip in his energy. He'll flip, like, from, he's just about to say something and be angry, and then all of a sudden he's like, and he forgets what he's saying, and then he goes on with what he's doing, and that's just because I just gave him a blue love wash from higher self to higher self, and so I'm seeing that would be the same thing with Justin, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. He's very intuitive, and I just want to bring that out.
Yes, he is. That's the blue, and so that's him balancing out the blue, and again, he has very much strong shamanic energy. That kid has amazing energy. He really does.
He experiences a lot of deja vu.
What's that?
He experiences a lot of deja vu.
Oh, I'm sure he does. That's the energetic hangover of past life. So that's where the first thing I see over in the corner on this right side is a Native American, I mean Indian, on a horse and screaming a battle cry. I see the battle. It almost looks like I'm looking at the movie Braveheart, in that he is out in the forefront being the leader. And again, this is where he's learning to be the spiritual warrior versus the warrior, where it was fight or flight. And it goes back to even in utero, having that time of that 5 to 7 months where have activated his cellular memory to go back into reaction, and this is where his lifetime is to be, again, the spiritual warrior, so that's where he could be bridging heaven on earth in his physical body. And again, the more he grounds into it, the more he brings in that blue, the more he absolutely is going to blow open his intuitive energy. And that, and actually, where I saw Richard again, my son is sometimes afraid of how intuitive he is, and that's where that, again, blue grounds it and helps him integrate it. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you a million times.
You're welcome. And actually, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show. We'll be back to the phone lines right after this short break.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents. A popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses, she's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, miracle noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And we'll be going back to the phone lines, and we'll be here for the next half hour. So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I would love to do that. We'll fly back up from Mariposa, California, up to the Northwest again. We'll have, looks like Kim calling in from Seattle. She's looking for more prosperity in her life, of course, around these harder times for quite a few people. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. So more prosperity.
Well, or at least just balancing what I have and learning great values from it.
Okay. The first thing I heard, Kim, was a father coming in for you that felt like more like a grandfather. But did you lose an uncle that you didn't really know? I'm seeing a male coming off your foot. Okay, all right, because he comes in. And he's also, it's interesting, because he's showing me Freddie Flintstone, so I'd even get the name Freddie Eddie, and he could even be calling out somebody that's alive right now. But he's showing me Freddie Flintstone in the thing of, you know when they tried to do the cars of the, did you watch the Flintstones show where they had the cars where they'd pick them up and they'd run with them? And I'm seeing that the symbolic language of trying not to reinvent the wheel, and I see a square wheel as far as trying to ride through life with a square wheel versus a round wheel. So what does all this mean to you in prosperity? Think of spirit. It speaks in symbolic language, and so there's a part, and especially on the male side, on dad's side, where I'd absolutely review as far as messages that we received consciously or subconsciously through our lineage, through our parents, through our grandparents, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Those messages are very much embedded in our energy field. My grandmother used to say, money's the root of all evil, and my other grandma said, someday our ship will come in, and they didn't say it all the time, but the messages that we got is that money was not good, that it was the root of evil, and then that's very much a part of a subconscious pattern that all our collective consciousness has, and that's where it profoundly affects us in our subconscious. And so being able to identify what are those subtle messages that we got as far as with our parents and as far as my grandmother with the someday my ship will come in is like the brass ring is outside of us, and if you're good enough or if you pray enough, then that brass ring will come in. What you want to flip is that you're already the brass ring, that there's no golden ring out there, that you already are, that what we've been trained, and this is where this is a huge awakening for all of us right now as far as stop looking on the outside, and everything has to come on the inside. We have to feel prosperity from the inside to experience it on the outside. We have to feel full of ourselves and feel full of wealth in all different departments, and then it will spill over to physical wealth. And I just heard a strong affirmation for you as far as if it resonates with you, say it, but I got this very strong of, I am always in the right place at the right time. I'm always in the right place at the right time. And that's in just saying that over and over again, especially when your head wants to get you like into the contracted mode where our mind can start going and we start getting what I call the gerbil ride, and just affirming to yourself that you're always in the right place at the right time. And so that means for money, for opportunities, for flow, for relationship, for just you're always in the right place at the right time. And having that, when I just said that to your whole energy field, I saw your whole, especially your shoulders where they're looking like kind of down, they opened up and they got wide. It was like your angel wings started spreading out. And also I'm seeing this month of May in particular, and going back to the last 5 years, especially in the money department. And actually it's interesting because I'm hearing the father saying, get the monkey off your back. And I literally saw a monkey slash then a bat. And so I'd absolutely encourage you to look up monkey medicine and bat medicine as far as animal totems, because those are messages just like if they send us Archangel Michael. So and the monkey was on the left side, and the monkey, I know part of the short version of monkey medicine is being playful, being able to use the tail. That's kundalini energy, and kundalini is so important for when we're grounding down, because if we aren't grounded down into the earth's energy, it's very hard for us to manifest anything. Some people are top heavy. It's like we are up and out of our bodies, so that manifestation is so important, as above, so below. The bat medicine is all about, it's very shamanic, it's all about death, rebirth, and it doesn't mean somebody's dying. It's like all about rebirthing cycles, and it's behind you on your symbolic back or the angel wings. Think of that part of the history where on the left side, again, review the mom side of the family where it's like the monkey, where it's like being playful, being being able to swing flexibility, to be able to go one tree to the other, and so see if there was flexibility in the family or if there was not flexibility in the family. And this is what you're, again, changing generational patterns, taking the wisdom, leaving the knowledge, leaving the pain. And then as far as on the other side, as far as the bat, is being able to transmute the energy, going back to as far as the May, that you're really, in this year in particular, huge turning point of having things come into the physical world. So think of every time that we are working on ourselves, clearing ourselves, what I call is like plugging ourselves into that divine energy, that it starts clearing out our mental patterns, our emotional patterns, and then it goes down to the physical. And so a lot of times people think that something doesn't work, but that what they don't understand is that they're clearing off deeply ingrained patterns that are so deeply ingrained in our energy field that it does not work. When we direct our energy and our intention is to clear, then it's cleared. When it drops down to the physical, that's when it could seem like it takes time. So think of this May in particular, huge turning point for you. I'm seeing a 360-degree turning point in the light direction, and it's also, I see you doing a counterclockwise turn, so that means opening up the left side of your energy. That left side is, again, our ability to take in, our receiving side, our receptive side, our feminine side, but especially our receiving side. If our receiving side is closed like an accordion for protection or for because we're pushing our right side of our energy out to the world more and it's not in balance, then it's harder for us to receive. And we pick up, again, patterns since we're little. So this is where we're individuating ourselves and so reclaiming our own energetic autonomy, so then we are able to feed ourselves with our own truth as far as what prosperity is and how we feel and how we're able to bring it back into our life. So think of this as huge changing points. And also I'm hearing as far as the father saying, as far as the having flexibility and being able to ground it, because I'm seeing that there's a lot of people in your history that were very black and white, my way, highway, and there's a part that's not your energy. So I see you as like think of the wind or like a flexible, like a ribbon that's up in the air. And so that's where even that black and white, my way, highway could have felt very tight for you. And so that's where you went up and out of the body. And so this is all about, we all need to have structure. It's just like having blueprints, having a foundation for the think of the ribbon in the air is the decorating in the house and for all that feminine energy. So this is where huge time for you, especially again over the next 5 days, even 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, into the next 5 months, never mind the next 5 years, where there's a profound shift of having that, not only that balance, Kim, but also seeing that in every aspect of your life of feeling wealthy, healthy, and wise is what I'm hearing. Wealthy, healthy, and wise. And I see your whole heart chakra opening up and illuminating this gold energy. And that's really, and when I see a light bulb that changes from 1,000 watts to 100,000 watts, that means to me more electromagnetic energy of pulling in what you want and what you're desired, and it's going down to the physical layer. So when the light bulb symbolically changes, that means literally watching what we wish for, because you're going to be getting it. But that's it's wonderful when you've been working on yourself and working on balancing yourself. So it's being able to, it's dropping again down to the physical for you. I also am looking into the right kidney and the kidney meridian. So I'd absolutely do a lot of crossover movements as far as making affinity eights from underneath your breast to the pubic bone that's connecting the right side and left side of our body. And that's for communication. And the kidney, I see it like holds back in a reactive mode, and that also goes down to deep grief, and that, again, goes back to history and even, again, history within the family. And so part of that grief would also have it be like where the energy is off balance as far as being able to ground down and manifest and put our feet, get grounded. So this is, again, a huge turning point. Look for 555s. That's part of the guys coming in, saying that they're not only here around you, but they're supporting you. This is a great time of change, but this is where that left side, again, is going to be open and opportunities, money is going to be flow in. And I also see gold coins coming in, like when those kids have those, my kids buy those gold, I think it's gold rush gum, and they like it in this little thing, and they love it. So when I see that coming in, that's my symbol of opportunities down to money in the physical world. And it's not a gum that you're going to be getting; it's just down to opportunities and money. Okay.
Wonderful. Interesting. You picked up on the kidney, because I actually have a kidney stone on the right side right now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. that's part of everything. When it's, and the beautiful thing about energy is when you read energy patterns, it goes back down to Think of that stone literally represents in like in the physical body of when I'm looking at it as contracted in the back and pulled back. That and to think of a stone represents the grief that keeps on getting like attracting more and more of the of energy. So that stone is past grief, right? And it's in part of that is again reaction, contraction, pulling back, and that again will have it, the communication be cut off between the right side and left side. And when I look at your energy at 18 months to 3.5 years old, you really created a defense mechanism to be get up and out of your body to feel safer. And so part of your journey here is to get into your body, feel the physical body, physical, mental, emotion body, but especially the physical body. And so being up and out of the body is wonderful as far as intuition and stuff, but it's all about balance, being in the body as much as we're out, because when in feeling safe enough to be in the body. So think of the even the kidney stone, again, is all about, and especially I'm seeing May in particular this year as having major turning points. So think of the kidney stone in the right side is like the last turning point, the major turning point to release the deeply embedded grief that has to go again back to the history and rebirthing that goes back to. I can't emphasize. Are you familiar with animal totems and animal medicine?
Somewhat.
Okay, if you go on the internet, you'll see a lot of it. Really read about bat and about monkey. And Ted Andrews, I know that his book is on the internet. Ted Andrews, spelled like Andrew with an S. And read the medicine that is given, because it's going to really give you a lot of information as far as what's going on in your life. And it's going to, I just see you saying, given a lot of ahas. And then when they are when our guides and angels and family members are giving us those animals, they're there to work with, meaning that they come in as far as just like Archangel Michael comes in with protection and Raphael comes in to help us with healing, and those animals come in with properties to help us just like the angels do. And a lot of times we don't know that, and it's because we're not taught that. So that's all about us balancing that our animals are here to help us. So look up the properties, and again, I see your eyes dropping like, oh my God, just like when you said, oh, it's really interesting, I have a kidney stone in my right kidney. So this is all about, again, that clearing, and it creates the balance. And again, what I see your energy is that it's pushed out on the right side and the left side's pulled in. The left side is how we're able to receive money, opportunities, love, health, everything. So it's all about balancing that energy. Okay?
Thank you. Love you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you, hon. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back after this short break.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be taking you up to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let me go and switch a couple screens here. We have now Vincent waiting so patiently. I appreciate it. Vince calling all the way in from Evansville, Indiana. He's been dealing with some family issues and some family matters, that is, around a will, and I think it's probably on distribution of assets and so forth. So let's go ahead and bring on Vincent. Vincent, thanks for holding, bud.
Thank you.
Hello. So what's going on, Vincent?
It's really about my mom and my grandpa and Grandma Ann. Mm-hmm. My grandpa remarried, and on that side of the family, it's been real silent since Grandpa passed away first and Grandma Ann. And after that, everybody's gotten real silent. And it's not really even about money. It's just an unusual awkwardness and silence and shadiness. And we just... I'd like to see my mom and this side of the family resolve it, but they don't know if they should pursue looking into it or just let it be.
Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing with it is, like, when I see tar, because actually I got all caught up in my throat, like a sticky tar paper, and then I see sticky cement paper. And also I feel like I'm almost confirming this for you, or like that you guys are... Or Vincent, you might be getting this, or the mom, as far as letting not only bygones be bygones. Sometimes we have to weigh out: is this worth our cellular tissue? Because every single time, every thought, word, and deed, we're putting out energy. So sometimes it is really important for us to, for karmic reasons, and for us to our theme here, as far as like if it's like to speak up, and so it's important for us to speak up for our rights, and part of it has to do with it going out and fighting for over will stuff. Other times when I see sticky tar paper and things that are shady or hidden or that kind of deal, then it weighs out, like you have to put on the scale, is this worth our cellular tissue to go looking under thing? And I keep on seeing this great big old tree that wants to look like the tree of life, which is very symbolic and very, and as far as the Kabbalah, the tree of life is very important. It represents the steps to heaven, say symbolically. But I'm seeing the shadow side of it, and so that shows me, as far as, again, deep hidden stuff, stuff that is in the shadow, stuff that is in the dark, and so having to, and the trees are standing side by side, and so think of the tree of life represents going up into the light side and going up to be able to, especially over, I'm seeing the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, the next 3 months in particular, that there's a sense of, especially getting into the end of September, a sense of heartfelt, like, relief, and I can breathe here, especially when you, are you guys gathering information right now, or is it hard to gather information, or what am I seeing? I'm seeing squirrels gathering information, and all the nuts, are, when you open them, they're dry nuts, there's no knowledge in there.
It's there's
just
no communication nuts that
look like they're spoiled.
Yeah, I kind of pick up on things. And
you picked
and
up on that?
Okay. Well, I mean, I pick up on things, and because I live in the woods, really. I'm just visiting. But, so I'm learning to be a shaman. I'm picking up on stuff. But sometimes I get it mixed up between the people I'm trying to help.
Right.
And their fears and what's really going on.
Right. I totally hear you. I totally hear you. And so think of that when it comes back down to it, again, over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, because this is into the next 3 months, where I see that you guys decide as a unit, because here there's two trees. Again, like think of the tree of life, and even think you living in the woods and doing the shamanic thing. as far as that being the shaman, and that represents again the way this, and I'm hearing the stairways to heaven is what the grandfather's saying. Also knowing that when the grandparents go over, the first thing they do is like they are like so not attached to
exactly.
to the physical stuff, you know what I mean? And also I'm seeing the grandfather shaking his head in the sense of like he has, when I see an olive branch, it means I have accountability and responsibility of where I could have cleared stuff up, made a path a lot easier, and that I didn't do it. He's putting his head down kind of in the symbolic shame letter posture. And so when he goes over there, he has his life review, and he sees again where things could have been cleared up beforehand. So, and that he could have started the ball rolling as far as clearing out karma. And again, it goes back to what is the theme here as far as in the family generational patterns where when I see two very extreme different things, one is, again, tree of life, so that represents expansion, and also the tree of life has those nuts that come down as golden pieces of knowledge, golden opportunities, and then, or the tree of which feels like it's like, again, almost like the tree of death, or things are shady, and it feels like there's no nutrients over this. And so the important thing is for all of you guys, or at least, is there three major players in here as far as you, your mom, and in it, like a sister, did you say, or aunt?
Well, see, that side of the family, there's a preacher guy, which I kind of think is involved in doing something shady with covering it up. And then
he's
got dark hair. And then there's a woman, which my mom believes, and I believe there was a woman, too. I just didn't know which one it was. It was the three of them over there. And on this side of the family, there's four of us, four of my mom and her brothers and sisters.
Because what I'm seeing, it would make even sense as far as where there's a preacher where you feel is shady, because then even seeing the symbols of, again, the tree of life versus, like, the shady tree that has, again, like an umbrella even over the other people. You know what I mean? And I do see a woman there, and I do see another man off the side. And so it's like an umbrella over that feels like I'm going deep, dark in the woods. It feels even kind of creepy, that kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that shady thing. And then, again, represents where I see you guys standing under the tree of life. And also understanding, like, a sense of what comes around goes around. But there's especially over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, I'm seeing the information gets over from, like, the dark tree to the light tree. So you guys receive information, receive further confirmation that further gives you, I see three nuts coming to you that have gold in it. So that's three golden nuts of information, again, to make you feel more solid. And also, if it ends up, because I see in August, actually it's interesting, that that one nut cracks open where you could get information as far as the preacher that could illuminate that tree, you know what I mean, as far as putting that light on the tree. And then if it's there, then you feel more solid in it. But right now, again, it feels sticky, it feels tar, it feels hidden, where again, it goes back down to, is this worth that my cellular tissue? Is almost like when you guys decide, and again, I see you more as the person on the hill, almost like Moses, like leading the group, or the person on the hill illuminating for everybody else, because they're charged. I see around their head there's all electrical sparks, of course. They're going to be very charged in this, because this goes way back, as you know, it's way beyond the will. And so that's where I'm seeing you're able to bring them as the tree of knowledge. What is the theme here? And again, what it goes back down to, is it worth a cellular tissue to fight this where things could be hidden, this and that? But then it's interesting because it's like a sense of over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, where it's like when you guys are ready to let go, that there's something that comes down, like it's like a bowling ball that opens up, illuminates, give information, but it could be solid information that as soon as you let go, there's something that you could come in that then I hear, let's make a deal. So then some kind of deal and or a sense of a peace offering could be made, a deal could be made where both sides feel like they have an opportunity to making peace with everything. And I'm seeing your mom in particular smiling, so there's a sense of that there's not all that charge around her head, so then she feels validated, you know what I mean? And so what's that?
I guess my main question is I feel like that, I don't know how to put it in words exactly, but they're trying to keep it quiet. Maybe there's a deadline on something and they need to go, but they need to look into it as soon as possible. But I don't know if I was picking up that right or not, or if they should just be patient and let things play out.
Well, there, when I'm looking at the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and then getting into the whole thing of over the next 3 weeks, which I, to me, energetically, it's already July, so that brings me to the third week of July. And then, again, I see August coming in. So and it seems like the nut comes to you guys. So that's like information being given to you. The nut rolls over to you. That's gathering information. But this information in particular, so that would I would go along with that. Be open to receiving information. Be open to have be in the fit, what I call the fifth elevator, so it's out of the static. So then you could clearly see the gets between the light and the dark, or the static part, right? And then again, I see this as this nut opens up, it gives clear information as far as the shady behavior. And again, it goes back to the cellular tissue. But then I do see over there after August that there's an opportunity to again make peace when information is given. Then there's a part of I just hear that song there's an old show my grandmother used to watch. It's called Let's Make a Deal, and so there's an opportunity to Let's Make a Deal, but that Let's Make a Deal show is also very, people dressed up in cartoony things. It was very much it felt very 3D-ish, you know what I mean? So, but there is a part of, Let's Make a Deal that's even if you, going back to the Tree of Life, even if you have to, go down to Let's Make a Deal, there's a part of being able to make a deal with this. So hang in there over the next three, you're going to see a lot of 333s and also 1010s, 1111 master numbers, and it's going to feel like, again, a completion. And the biggest thing is that you're sitting in that Tree of Life, and that's the most important thing. So anything that feels tarry and all that, you're going to be able to really tap into when to go in, okay? And I know
thank
at the end of the show, I'm hearing the music going. And so thank you for calling. And I want everyone to have a wonderful week. And may you align to the divine. You listen to Carol Khan Show. And I'll talk to you next week.